Mornings on WRHI.
Good Wednesday morning to you at 7:39, 46 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103.
Well, of course, Veterans Day is tomorrow, Thursday, November the 11th, 2021. And there are so many celebrations that will be taking place tomorrow on Thursday. Today, we're giving you a preview of some of those, so you can go ahead and put them on your calendar. A big one in our community is hosted each year by Hospice and Community Care. We have Sarah Blank and Frank Grobuski joining us from Hospice and Community Care. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Veterans Day is the 11th hour of the 11th day on the 11th month, and it started in 1918. So we can always remember Veterans Day in a very simple way, 11-11. But when it comes to honoring our veterans, that should be an everyday thing. That should just be something that we do. And you over at Hospice are doing something very special. And you did this last year as well. So is this an annual opportunity?
Tomorrow at 9 a.m. at our campus, we have a memorial garden, Veterans Memorial Garden. And we will be, sponsoring a Veterans Day ceremony, and we're real excited about that. It started about 3 years ago when we were really trying to increase our presence with the veterans community, and not just the community, veterans community, but the community in general, mm-hmm. to just remind them of how grateful we are as a hospice, and we know they would feel the same way to our vets. And why we're free people today is because of their willingness to sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
Frank, what will the ceremony look like tomorrow at 9?
Tomorrow we will be blessed with the American Legion's Post 34 Honor Guard presenting the colors. We will have a guest speaker who is a Marine captain, former helicopter pilot in combat, who will be sharing some words about his thoughts on Veterans Day. And then we have a lot of stones that they're engraved with our deceased veterans that will be blessed. And they will honor each branch of the service. We have monuments and flags representing each branch in our garden, and we want to make sure each branch receives the attention they deserve. And we'll have hymns to go along with that. So
this could,
so powerful.
Yeah, it gets underway tomorrow at 9.
9 a.m.
Yes. Now, you guys were talking, Lucas and Frank. Now, did you also serve,
yes.
Frank? So thank you for your service. What branch of military?
I was in the Navy. I had a little bit of time in Vietnam and then back over in the States and Gitmo a little bit.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And what do you see? You know, it's so – we grew up at a time where it was just – it's the right thing to do. It's the acknowledgement. It's the honor. But sometimes it feels that we're getting a little away from the importance of remembering, the importance of pausing and really processing the gift of being willing to serve mm-hmm. and potentially give your life for freedom. Mm-hmm. Why do you find that now more than ever it's so important to take the time to have a service and memorial?
You know, back 9/11 is when I think we were so inspired in a nation to honor and recognize our military and what they were willing to do to keep another 9/11 from occurring. Mm-hmm. And so I think it really started building. There was a complacency there right after Vietnam, as you might recall, and that's where the statement, welcome home, mm-hmm. brother, mm-hmm. comes from, is because Vietnam vets were not welcome. And so there was kind of that lull of time where there wasn't a great deal of appreciation. There wasn't a draft either going mm-hmm. on. And so there wasn't real emphasis on the military then. But once we saw how vulnerable we were to to losing our freedoms, I think you really saw an escalation in that gratitude and appreciation for our vets.
The service tomorrow at 9 a.m., it's honoring our veterans, but it's open to the entire community.
Absolutely.
So I guess if you're struggling with how to thank a vet, if you don't know much about Veterans Day, if you don't know anything about veterans in our community, this is open to everyone. So this is a good opportunity, right, to say thank you, to say welcome home, just to be part of something bigger than yourself.
That's exactly right. And there'll be pastries and coffee, too.
Okay. Well, you'll get them there one way or the other.
What program doesn't get you the food with?
And then, Sarah, you all have a lot of programs centered around our veterans. I know that's a big part of your plan there at Hospice and Community Care.
Yes, we do. So we are a level 5 We Honor Veterans program service. So there's 5 levels, 5 being the top level, and we are a level 5. And what that means is that there's a series of programs and services and opportunities that we provide in order to honor our veterans and their families. So every patient and family that comes through our doors is screened for veteran service. And there is a special pinning and ceremony and all sorts of love that Frank and his team and our veteran volunteers give to the veterans and their families during, you know, what is a very difficult time in their lives. But it's also a time where they reflect and remember and celebrate and honor that service. And so we're very happy to be a part of that and celebrating our veterans.
What a beautiful thing.
So often those, of course, our World War II veterans, we're losing them very, very fast. And now our Vietnam veterans are getting up there in some age, but have you found that at a certain point, maybe what was not okay to be talked about or discussed because it looked like, you know, it just wasn't comfortable, that promoting the opportunity to have those conversations, share those moments, is not only beneficial for the individual, but also beneficial to those around, whether it's the staff, whether it's the visitors, the grandchildren. It's, I remember getting a phone call at the house when I was growing up, and it was like, hi, is Joe Marks there? And I'm like, no, he's not. Well, could you tell him, I knew him, we served in Libya together. I'm like, Libya? My daddy's never been to Libya. Yeah, we were in that, we were in a rodeo together. I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number because I know my daddy was not in a rodeo. Well, lo and behold, yes, he was when he served in the Air Force, but we never knew. I didn't know that because we didn't talk about that. So moments like what you're having tomorrow can also promote the conversations and the stories and really those aha moments, like, I didn't know that. So thank you.
Well, what's so gratifying when we do the veteran pinning ceremonies, which they're part of a nationwide initiative with hospices called We Honor Veterans. And part of one of our activities is to go in and honor our vets with their families and any other friends present. And so many times these vets will get to talking. And they tend to talk in front of another vet if I, you know, encourage it. And the family sits back and, gosh, I did not know that.
I know. It's shocking, right?
And it is very uplifting for the families to know, my mom or my dad were just so much sacrificial, you would say.
Yes.
And with their lives to take care of us in this way.
I also think when you become a parent – and suddenly your child is the age of the person that is sharing about their experience. And your child is that age when this person, this veteran, actually was leaving our country to go serve and potentially possibly not coming back. So my heart for those Gold Star mothers just breaks, because I can imagine now being a mother, much greater the pain than I could before I became a mom.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Veterans Day ceremony. It's going to take place tomorrow, Thursday, November the 11th at 9 a.m. at Hospice and Community Care at the Veterans Garden. And Sarah, what's the address for folks listening?
We are 2275 India Hook Road, right behind Catawba Animal Hospital.
So everyone can come out, say thank you, and be part of something that is very special to millions of of men and women across the world, but right here at home for sure. Sarah Blank and Frank Grabuski with Hospice and Community Care, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and for each year putting on this ceremony. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.